Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I see the old has gone away. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power. Living on the inside, Jesus, you have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness.
So dark.
Living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom.
Freedom.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show.
Your Holy Spirit lives in me.
The Yankees are playing the Angels in the Bronx. Fuck, traffic's going to be bad on the way home. Damn. Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Yankees playing the Angels. Two teams on the outside looking in, not knowing why they're not.
That would have been a good pregame show, maybe tomorrow.
What's that?
I'm on the outside, and I'm looking in.
Okay, tomorrow.
We'll tomorrow.
If you want to be, listen up.
Everyone listen.
We're going to play a cover song. Do you think I look like Bill Clinton when I do this?
We're going to play a cover song.
We're going to play a cover song of, what's the name of that song? On the Outside?
I'm on the True Colors. I don't know. On the Outside. Outside by Stained.
Okay, I'm gonna Google search on YouTube. Outside, Stained, Sort by New. If any of you guys want to be the intro song, all you gotta do is upload yourself singing that to YouTube and make the YouTube Outside Stained, and it'll play. Stained, dude. I haven't thought about that band in forever. All right. Yankees are playing the Angels. The Yankees lineup. What's wrong? Some stinks?
I just clicked over to the Angels page. I mean, I've been looking at the Angels page, getting all the scouting and analytics for you guys. Their baseball reference. I know people look at different things for war, yada, yada, yada. Shohei Ohtani's baseball reference war right now is 5.6. He's going to win the MVP.
Good job by him. Yankees lineup. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Gary Sanchez in the three hole and catching. Stanton behind him, batting fourth and DHing. What's wrong?
Let's go.
Voit batting fifth. Gleyber Torres batting. Why is Gleyber batting sixth?
Yeah.
Playing short. Why is Gleyber? Gio Urshela batting seventh, playing third base. And Andujar, left field, batting eighth. Gardner in center field batting ninth. Mike King on the bump.
I think my best guess is to give him a little insurance, like to have Urshela behind him. But
I don't think they like doing 7, 8, 9 all hitters they don't have like any faith in.
Yeah.
So I feel like they've been using the 7 hole as a separator for a couple times now. But
keep it separated.
Glaber's made hard contact a couple games in a row, so
it's a good one to watch for.
Trying to make him get a strike. It sort of gives a different look than Voit or Gio.
It's a good what to watch for. My what to watch was kind of on the pitching side of things.
Yeah.
We don't know the Angels lineup, so we just put a bunch of question marks.
They seem to be fairly consistent with it, so it'll be something like that. What's on?
Okay. Okay. Jake, your turn.
I don't want to say I have good news. Jim, Dylan Bundy shat on my chest last year.
Yeah.
For lack of a more eloquent term.
No, he literally did it. Behind the scenes.
Basically, said he didn't want anyone to know. We do our talking baseball stuff now, and we've got a platform, and people like it. Basically, the first stake in the ground I planted The Angels traded for Dylan Bundy, and I said, that guy sucks. And he shoved last year. 11 starts, 3.29 ERA. FIP was better. Top 10 Cy Young year from Dylan Bundy. Jim, I can't believe I wasn't made aware of this sooner. Bundy stinks this year.
You didn't know that?
I knew he was fading. I didn't know he got to here. 6.68 ERA. 1-7. A 68 ERA plus. I mean, this is... You can tell everybody this is your song.
You can tell everybody that Jake was wrong.
I mean, you know, Boone said season's on the line. Jim, you need the Yankees to go 10-3 the rest of the way. I need them to go 9-4.
To all the fans out there acting like the season's not on the line. How does it feel when the manager says it?
Season's on the line. You know, we need at least 3 out of 4 of this series, pretty much. The Angels stink. They've lost 5 out of their last 6, and they got a survival win yesterday. We've made a joke out of it on their schedule. If they play a team that you would assume is better than them, they lose the series. If they've played a team that is assumed to be worse than them, they've won the series. And that's kind of their entire season. So... hey, this is kind of a decent litmus test for the Yanks. If you split or do worse, season's over.
So what if I told you that Dylan Bundy has a 2.25 ERA since June 20th?
Would that be one start?
I didn't check. I just chose a random date.
Just a random date. Random.
So he's been lights out.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm expecting him to be good tonight.
He's got a 6.68 ERA, but he's pitching into a lot of bad luck. I mean, his FIP's 5.26. Mm-hmm. So.
Guys, Gus.
Drive the stake through my chest. In Baltimore, he had a 4.67 ERA. In L.A., 2 years now, he's a 4.95. So I am redeemed and champion of the world, so I feel good. Let's go Yanks.
Speaking of the pitching, I think Glaber's a good one to watch for on the offensive side of it. Speaking of the pitching, Mike King has struggled first inning. And last game, I think there's a lot of tweets that were like, why doesn't he just have an opener for him? It seems like an opener would help him out a bunch. So I'm interested to see how he does in the first inning here. He's facing Ohtani right off the bat.
We think, and yeah, that's a... Hey, welcome to the show, Kinger. Man, what are they going to do? Like, is it King to Nestor? Are we going, like, 3-3? Is that a play?
That's what it's been, right?
They've been saving Nestor for Kinger Tyone. Oh, Tyone starting at home. Let's go. Yeah, I don't know. Be good, Mike King.
I'm trying to find out something. Can you go on Baseball Savant? Can you look at like how each player, you can see pitchers, how each of their pitches get hit. Can I see like Ohtani versus splitters? Will they just give me his splitter because he's a pitcher? God, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. His page is hard to navigate because he does everything. That's annoying.
I'll watch Papa Doo tonight.
You're going to watch him?
I'm going to watch him. He had a couple nice Andujar-type hits in Boston. You know, he had his hot streak, then he got a little cold. Get hot again. Get hot again, Andujar. Job is still there for the taking. And, man, if Andujar is going from the 8th slot, you circled Glaber, as you should. He was in a big funk. He barreled a couple balls. He got a couple hits. If he gets going, like, again, this Yankees team's strength is supposed to be their lineup. It hasn't been all year. It would be really nice if it was at some point. Did Dylan Bundy use sticky stuff?
Probably. Everyone did.
Cheater.
Everyone
went
did.
To the Angels.
I have bad news, guys. Mike King is a sinker ball pitcher. Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ohtani in the year of 2021 has his best slugging percentage against sinker balls. Mm-hmm. He has an 844 slugging against sinkers, And his expected slugging against sinkers is 829. That's crazy.
Throw up the four.
That would be like, for people that don't know, like slugging percentage meter, almost I think it'd be like if I said you he has a 420 batting average against sinkers and an expected 400. Like his expected, what they're saying, it actually should be this. Usually that's in the realm of normalcy, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's in the realm of freak.
It won't work, but I freak.
It's not good luck.
I mean, and in 2020, his expected slugging against sinkers was 894.
And I get a sinker. Huh?
In 2019, it was 645, which was the highest of all pitches. So he's a sinker ball hitter.
So here it is.
So walk Ohtani. Gotcha.
Let me Matt Blake you.
Okay.
We're going to throw the sinker out of the zone. Not even close to the zone. Sinker out of the zone. Change ups. And we're going to throw that little cut fastball in on Ohtani's hands. Couple sliders, too.
Matt Blake. Where's he from?
Hope it's like Oregon. I don't know.
I thought he was from like Ohio.
Nothing wrong with Ohio.
Born in New Hampshire.
Oh. So the South.
Yes.
South New Hampshire.
Oh, the North South.
North South.
Went to Holy Cross.
Man, those Ohtani numbers. I wish I didn't look them up.
Yeah, he's good. Excited to watch him. Excited to watch him. Oh, rumor is the Angels lineup is out. Someone in the chat said. They said Ohtani's batting second. BBD, you got it?
Mm-hmm. It's David Fletcher leading off. Typically that happens against lefties, so I assumed the other lineup they've done. Fletcher leading off at second. Ohtani batting second, DHing. Anthony Rendon batting third, playing third. Jared Walsh batting fourth, first base. Max Stassi, fifth, catching. Scott Schebler, who I didn't know was there, in left field. Iglesias, shortstop, batting seventh. Renjifo in right field, batting eighth. And Lagares, center field, ninth.
Juan Lagares, that feels like a different generation of baseball every time I hear his name.
Update for you.
Scott Schebler.
On something I talked about on Talking Baseball today. Tango Tiger just tweeted out, like, you have to do a refresh of the games. There's unusual behavior. Those paragraphs are eliminated for some people. So I wasn't going crazy, and it wasn't my user error. I am.
Okay. Let's go.
What is the word? I am. You just said it about redeemed. Bundy. No, not redeemed.
Alleviated.
No.
Free.
I am. It's not even vindicated. It's a different word I'm thinking of.
I am.
I don't know. Vindicated. Pitching path of victory, we kind of did it. You think Nestor's going to come out behind him? Absolved, that's the word I was
absolved.
Trying to... I was looking for the word absolved, and eventually I found
absolved
it.
Absolved of everything that went down on this day. The Yankees used Sessa and Kriske yesterday. Albert Abreu put up a 34 burger the game before. So, yeah, everyone else is available. Chapman and Chad haven't pitched in 4 days.
So I have a question for you. With everyone being way available... Right?
And Boone saying it's a must win.
And Tyone pitching tomorrow, though, how many relievers will they use today? Like, if King only makes it through four.
Right.
Are they going to try and get, and it's a close game. It's a 2-2 game.
Yeah.
But King's out for pitch count reasons or whatever. So, say it's a 4-4 game. Tie game. But King's got to come out. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eight, nine. You got 5 innings. But you also have Tyone tomorrow, who may also need a lot of bullpen help.
Right.
Are they bringing Nestor in a tie game?
No.
Because Boone can't say it's a must win and the season's on the line and not act like it, right?
No, because you can get there. You can get 2 from Litke. You can get 3 from Johnny Lasagna and Chad. And you can get 1 from Chapman. So, like, King, you need 3 innings, bro.
All right. Do it.
Do it.
Do they have a lefty lane there, PBD, in those lineup you read?
Let me see.
Lefty Lane. Won't you come?
Depends how you. Somewhere in. They're every other.
Okay.
Oh, balance.
Renhifo is a switch hitter.
Renhifo.
Almost traded for Jock Peterson. People forget that.
Righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, switch, righty.
And an itch.
I said a bum did a diddy bum bum moo. Two, three, four.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I won last series with the Judge Homer in game three.
It's huge.
Skidamadinkadink, skidamadinkadink, skidamadinkadinkadoo. I beat you.
Wow.
So I'm up 22-15 and 10-5 on the series. Wow, that series score looking nice now.
Season starts today. Yeah, you got on a series heater there, but I'm ready.
Why? You had won. We tied the one before that, and you had won the before that.
Well, I spotted you April because I needed good spirits, and then
I spotted you May, and now we're even.
No spots in May. Yeah, it was hard earned.
No. That was my April. April was hard earned.
Who goes first today?
You know who goes first? It's the ugly fella. Reading the sheet verbatim. Oh. That's what BBD put on my screen.
Jimmy looking in the mirror again.
Said the ugly fella goes first. That's what it says here. I'm Jake. Can you play that soundbite?
BBD.
It's me. My boy Jake.
He doesn't have the weasel soundbite.
Yeah, that's tough.
Someone sent me a DM today on Instagram of me being a weasel. They said, I thought this was funny.
It just hurt me deep inside.
It was funny when you went.
Jim. Yeah. Jim or Fredette. I go on and on. Don't know why my doodle wears a thong. With the first pick.
That's because I put it on.
After I took it off.
We changed clothes.
Jim.
A lot.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know what this is.
You know what this is. And you will pay for
crawling in my skin. There's only one pick today to be the first pick in the draft. Boone said season on the line. It's Aaron Judge. Wow. He has three homers off of Bundy. 4-for-18, not great, but when he gets it, it goes. A lot of eyes on the big guy today. Big game. Jersey.
It's,
Yeah.
I pulled up the good pick. I pulled up the sheet to check out the lineup so I could make my picks.
Yeah.
And BBD said the season starts today as the caption of the thing. Unreal how many people respond to that in, like, anger.
Yeah. It gets people hot.
Like it's like maybe the easiest litmus test of like, do you know what sarcasm?
Conscious or not?
Are you alive or are you not? And like the replies are just some of the dumbest people. Look at this. No one fucking does it.
Right? They're so right.
Some people get it and play along. Third season of the year. Let's go. Yeah. That's good. Like, how many starts have the Yankees had? Oh, man. Oh, the first 77 games didn't count. It's wild. Good pick. I wanted to check out some numbers real quick.
We know all your procrastination tricks.
It's not procrastination. It's just that I should have done this beforehand.
Six in the fox hen is worth eight in the full hole.
If my aunt had a penis, she'd still be my aunt, guys.
2021.
Jesus.
Replied, didn't you say that like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Got me.
I want to see Bundy's numbers versus the Yankees. He's had a lot of action against them.
Bundy in charge of our days and our nights.
Wow, Judge, terrible numbers.
Most home runs against Dylan Bundy.
Gary's got good numbers. I'll take him.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
And then I'll take Stanton. Gary and Stanton. It's a four-game set. That may be crazy.
You may be right.
I may be crazy.
Oh, but you just may be the lunatic I'm looking for.
Turn out the lights.
Jim Dueling Dillon's for Dylan Bundy.
Yeah.
People forget. Bundy's fastball sits at 91.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my picks. It might be a hard Thursday for me. You know what? I just gotta win the thing now.
Win the thing now.
I am vindicated.
Let's see that dick. Jim, I am going to play.
I am wrong.
I will play out the series.
Dude, Dashboard Confessionals.
I got judgy today.
Amazing.
I'm going to go with Glibber. I liked his swings. I really did. Baseball scout Jake on the line here. Tested the depths of Fenway a little bit. Feeling the pressure, and he loves it. Pampers.
You know what the home run is? It's by the Frank's Red Hot.
Okay.
To the right of the visitor's bullpen.
We'll save it for premonitions, Jimmy. Okay.
Can I sing to you this verse by Dashboard Confessionals?
Absolutely.
Because I just read the lyrics and it's amazing.
Yep.
I am selfish. I am wrong. I am right. I swear I'm right. I swear I knew it all along. I am flawed, but I am cleaning up so well. I am seeing in me now the things you swore you saw yourself. Me and Lindsay Adler about to DM about Dashboard. Do you know that my biggest piece of investigative journalism actually comes from Dashboard Confessionals, but it's so big of findings that I've never shared it with anyone publicly.
But Lindsay Adler.
But Lindsay, I shared it with her. But not public. I said, I don't want, but I can't. Bad pick, Jake. Wow, Greg coming after you.
I get it, but Greg doesn't have my baseball acumen.
I think Glaber's a good pick.
I knew that Dylan Bundy was going to suck ass. Glaber's hitting a homer today.
No, I think it's a good pick because it's a four-game set. So even if he doesn't, like, you got Judge. You're better than me because I got two big boppers in one game.
I get two big boppers gone in one of the games.
I am flawed. But I am cleaning up so well.
Dick, you little. What do you think the over-under is? My King versus Dylan Bundy.
10.
Tenner?
10.
You think it's a tenner?
10.
Singing the other day, they said I was a tenner.
Age, your balls dropped.
10, 10 and a half, 9 and a half. BBD's giving off big 10 and a half vibes right now. Yep.
Want to know who's got good numbers off Bundy?
Who's got good numbers off Bundy?
Brett Gardner.
I hate Brett Gardner.
Gardy's got good numbers off of him, you guys.
Papa Do does, too. Probably should have picked him.
Do the do. Does he? 4 for 6.
Yeah.
Wowzer in his trousers.
Sees the ball well.
He's walked against him.
Geo 2 for 6, too. Voit has a homer. Give me the over, baby.
Donald Wagner eats farts.
So true.
Donald Wagner Jr. I have no idea about the older one.
From what I know about Jr., I'm pegging senior, too. Yeah. Gun cap babe.
What you taking the over under?
I took the over, but I over. Need you to face me.
I am an anchor dragging Jake to his death.
Jimmy, when was the last time you got an over under right?
Dude, honestly, a month?
June 12th.
So how long has it been?
It's June 28th.
No, but there's been some off days.
It's 13 games?
Yeah, 13 games in a row.
You have one push. I mean, I'd love to fade you.
I thought we both took the over.
Are you locked into the over?
What was it, 10?
10.5.
Yeah, I am. I think I'm not even picking to fade myself here. I truly think it's the over. I'm not even playing games with you.
Can I take the under?
They put Ohtani two-hole, meaning if King walks or the first guy gets on, it's 2-0 before an out.
Can I take the under?
You can do whatever you want. You're not locked.
I'd like to take the under.
Wow. Whoa. Wowzer. You have any premonitions?
Well, you had one. I'll let you continue on that. I don't know if you have anything else.
Well, it's not really a premonition. It's if Glaber does hit a home run, it's going to be by the hot Frank sign.
Frank's red hot.
Yeah.
I put that shit on everything. It's good marketing. Let me think. Dylan Bundy eats farts. Ooh, Joe Maddon definitely gets involved, gets in the mix. How about a Yankees coach gets ejected? I don't think it's Booney.
That would be sad.
I don't think it's Booney. Could be Phil. Or it's one of those classic mix-ups.
If it's warranted, that's cool. If it's not, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Desperate. It would get stinky. Desperate if it's times. Not, if it's a not warranted coach ejection, that would smell stinky.
Desperate times.
My premonition is just a bone.
What is that?
My premonition is.
You sound like Donald Wagner Jr. Oh. Speak up. TWJ.
My premonition is that the Yankees hit into a double play, but it doesn't hurt us because the Angels just made a really good play. Like, it's a double play, but it's not a ground ball double play. It's like a hot shot to the first baseman, grabs it, and steps on first. And it's like, no one did anything wrong there, but hit the ball hard, but it's still an inning-ending double play.
Donald Wagner Jr., if you're under the age of 16, I'm sorry. If you're not, and I'm not.
What if he's over the age of 65. I mean, come on. Can't change things.
Some things will never change. That's okay. Just the way it is.
This is good from Tom Ace in the chat. Says, BBD, can you tell us your deepest, darkest secret?
Ooh, that'd be a good spot to end.
Yeah, maybe tell him about the time that you ate that duck. That live baby duck, and we'll end it there.
Yeah.
You see, there's a video going around the interstate. There's like a dog and a duck who are friends. Or what? Who's got the long neck? Goose? It's all white, though. Affleck, it's a duck.
You had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a dog and a duck that are friends, and like the duck is like attacking the human, just like grabbing the shirt. And the dog like gets its neck in its mouth and just like removes it gently. Like, oh, we don't do this.
Teaching it manners.
Kind of.
There's we were supposed to draft animals that should be friends. I don't know if dog and duck is that.
I mean, I just Googled dog and duck vid.
No, Donald Wagner Jr. says he's 32.
The cutest image, the cutest YouTube preview image I've ever seen comes up when you Google dog duck video.
Oh, no. Is that them?
No. But it's just the happiest old golden retriever and the Affleck duck, basically.
You can knock Gary Donald. You came in saying he can't catch, and he's a catcher, and like he's been fine defensively.
Second best catcher in the American League this year.
Go back to 2018 if you want to knock his defense.
He's been fine. Like, across the board, he hasn't been a problem or an issue. He actually been really good at blocking balls with runners on base lately, yeah. Smothering them right in front of him. So, you're just 2 years too late. That's all. And also, like, at his hottest hitting time, like, one of the most, yeah. like, players that's actually helping.
Come in like that
one
dog.
Of the only players that's helping him win right now. You came in with a 2018 comment, 2021, so that's all.
Read a book.
3 years.
What else are you looking at over there?
I'm trying to find the dog taking the duck. Dog, duck. Now I'm looking on Twitter. It's bringing up a lot of cute stuff, so that's pretty nice. But not the video I'm looking for.
We bow out.
There's a lot of dogs playing with a lot of ducks.
There's a lot of ducks playing with a lot of ducks. If you had a duck, would you name it Dog? And then if you had a dog, would you name it Duck? And then they become friends and you introduce them and say, this is my dog, Duck, and this is my duck, Dog. And then when people say, hey, Dog, and then the duck comes over, they're like, oh, no, I was talking to the dog. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think I'm open to a duck-dog friendship, like in my real life at some point.
Okay, cool.
Look, I got one more Google search.
Okay.
Dog stops duck from biting. Video. How to deal with aggressive ducks? I'm done.
Bye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.